This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Lamed Beis. We're in the middle of Seif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber said in Seif Yud Gimel, Yeah HaKlav Sholem. The klav should be whole. Shelo Yehei Bay Nekavim. There should be no holes in it. She'en HaDiyoy Oiver Olav. That the ink should not pass over it. Dahainu Shelo Yehei Ois Neres Bay Chaluk Alashtayim. So that the letter does not look like two. If there are holes in the klav, then there is an issue that the letter will be split in half. We saw the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Lamed Beis on that on Thursday. We go to Sif Yud Dalet. Hasoifrim hasrizim oisim shloisha minei klafim. Soifrim, who are energetic, careful in their work, they make three types of klaf. Ha'av yoyser lichta by parsha shema shiktana. The thickest one to write the parsha of Shema, which is a small parsha. The parsha of Shema has how many words? 42 words. Besides Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Hadak Mimenu. The parsha of Shema altogether has 54 words. Connected the times that Amalek, connected the times of the connected the letters of the Asaras B'nei Haman, the Rekeach says. Connected the Oisios of the Asaras B'nei Haman. V'hadak mimenu, a thinner parsha, leparshas v'hoya im shamaya. The thinner klaf, you write v'hoya im shamaya, she yoyser g'doyla. V'hoya im shamaya is bigger. How many words are in V'hoya im Shamaya? I believe 122. 72 connected the Ayin Ve'Shemois, and then 50 connected the Sharnon, if I'm not mistaken. Uleparshas Kadesh, Uleparshas V'hoya Kviyacha, Shem Arukois, then Oysim Klaf Dak Moid. Uveze Yismalu Abatim Meshave, Vezeu Noilatvon. This way, if the Parshios look equal, even though they're not equal, because there are much less letters in the first parasha of Shema than in V'hoya, and V'hoya has less than Kaddish and V'hoya Kiviyacha, it looks nice when there's an equidistant number, it looks nice when the size of the klafim are the same. Siv Katan Lamed Gimel. V'hadak Mimenu, L'parshas V'hoya Im Shamaya. Toa Sofer. V'tzarch Loimer, L'parshas V'hoya Kiviyacha, really, it should say for the parsha of Haya Ki V'yacha, because that's bigger. In other words, V'haya Ki V'yacha is mid-size, and Kaddish and V'haya Im Shemaya are the longest. The Rami Kasav, Shehasoifim Shalahem Oisim Tikon Acher. There's another way to get around this. They make the klaf the same length and the same thickness. But they leave columns from the shorter parsha on the side. I would presume that that's what they do today, only because it sounds a lot easier than making thicker and thinner. And like everything in this world, the real way to do it, they don't do anymore. So I presume that this is what they do, although I don't know firsthand. Let's see, in the Dirshu he brings that nowadays Kesis HaSofer writes that we're not noig in any of this. Meaning, we're not makbid. Why? The Mishnah HaSofer says, in their days where they made the batim from a very thin klaf and the thickness of the parsha where it was boilet mi bachutz. So from the outside, it looked like one bias was bigger than the other. But nowadays, they have good batim, and nobody knows what's doing inside, and therefore, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. Okay. Basically, we don't say zekeli v'anveu, because you can't really tell anymore nowadays. Now, we had last week that there's a din of Zekeli v'yamveu, even on the inside. And even though nobody could see it, there's still a din of Zekeli v'yamveu. Which is interesting. So a friend of mine, Reb Chaim Kasdan, called me, and he said Steve Jobs of the Apple computer, his motto was even the inside of a computer that nobody sees, it has to have the most beautiful wiring. It has to have other computers, it's nice on the outside, but the inner mechanism, what difference does it make about the aesthetic quality of the inside? Nobody looks at it. But Steve Jobs held even the inside of a computer, even though nobody could see it, there's still, it has to be the highest quality. So that's what we had before, that Zekeli v'yamveu applies even on something you can't see. In other words, in your own mind, knowing what the inner mechanism of the mitzvah is, the inner aesthetic quality of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, it lends chashivas even be'einecha, even though you don't see it, just knowing about it. Anyway, that's interesting. Sivkatan Tesvav. Im la'achar shenichtav nikav b'soicha hei oyhamem kosher, afilu nikav kol toichai, shehanekav memalei kol hachalal. If after the tefillin were written, there's a hole in the hay or the mem, it's kosher. Even if the hole inside was pierced, where the nekev is mamali, the whole chalal. Again, after it was written, right, we had in the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sivkatan Lamed Beis that after Kesiva, if there's a hole in a letter, we determine if it has Tsuras Ha'ois, Ad Makom Hanekev. But right now we're talking about after it was written, there is a hole in the hay or in the Mem, it's Kasher, even if the whole interior has a hole, because it's not affecting the written part, it's just a pierce in the hole. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is sort of a Hakdama. You know what? Let's see further in the Mechaber. The Yushalmi implies it has to be surrounded by klaf even from within. So if the hole fills up, if there's a pierced hole that fills up the interior of the hay or the mem, so you say, what do you mean? I could read it perfectly. Yeah, but it's not mukaf klaf, it's not surrounded by klaf on the interior. So the Yushalmi is mashma that's an issue. Fine. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkan Lameda. La'achar shenichtav v'chul. Nakdim shtei akdamas v'achar anvar be'ezer Hashem Yisrach. Let's give two introductory remarks. Number one. Kol oisach she'alav tzurasai haroi la'oisai ois. Every ois has to have the proper image of that ois. V'imlav pasal. If it doesn't have the proper tzura, it's pasal. U'v'zeh ein chiluk im lo'y nichtav kilchasai oyim achar kach neskalkal. If an ois does not have the right surah, it is irrespective whether it happened before it was written, so it was never written properly, or if it happened after. If at the end of the day, it does not appear in the right image, it's possible. Beis, kol ois she'ein gvil mukafla me'arba ruchosa psula. Any letter that's not surrounded by some type of parchment on all four sides is possible. Uvedin ze yesh shnei panim. This halach has two qualifications. Aleph, dafko imloi haya mukaf gvil kaidem ksiva. The issue of mukaf gvil is only before it's written. Avam la'achar ksiva, nasa nekev. But if after it was written, there is a hole on the exterior of the letter, so there's an area that's not surrounded by parchment. Oikara samach lois, or a tour near the letter mibachutz, va'al yideza enoi mukaf gvil, kosher. So the din of mukaf gvil is only if it was not written correctly. But it was written correctly, but then there was a little pinhole on the edge of the letter on the outside. So now it's not surrounded by parchment on the outside. It's kosher. U'chamoy she'izbar b'siv tezayin b'shulchan aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch will explain in Sif tezayin. So this is number one. Number two, Das roi v'apoyiskim, the insach liyos mukav gvil rak mi b'chutz l'ha'oisiyos v'loi b'soichan. According to most opinions, the requirement that it's surrounded by parchment is only on the outside of the letter. Chutz Meir Yushalmi Shemachmer is except the Yushalmi that we just read, that Yushalmi is Machmer, that even the interior of the letter has to be Mukaf Gevil. Which means, according to Yushalmi, if you had a pinhole in the middle of the mem, so it's still Mukaf Gevil on the interior, it's just there's a hole through the middle, that's fine. According to everybody. Let's explain the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch starts off, if after it was written, there's a hole in the hay, now, the question is, why does the Mechaber say that the hole came after it was written? Why not even before it was written? Because Mukaf Gevil is only a requirement before. But we'll see. V'atinavai levar ha-shachanach. Im la'achar shenechdam nikav hatam debifnim on the inside in tzrach la'akaf ha-skvil. Ulefiza filo manekav koidem ksiva kasher. Then it would be even if it was a hole before it was written. So why does the Mechaber say if it came later? The truth is, says the Mishnah Brura, this that the Mechaber says after it was written there was a hole, this that we say it's kosher, it's even if it was before. It's just if there was a hole before, lechadchila you shouldn't write if there's any hole. It's just a din lechadchila. Avo be'emesim avar v'kasav afil ma'ayinek of koydim shenichtav kosher ve'ein tzarech shum tikkun. Okay, we'll hold it over here. But bottom line is that the din of a hole is a din that it has to be mukaf gevil is only a problem if it was before. If it was after, there's no issue at all. And even if it was before, if it's on the interior, it's also not a problem. Okay, Rabbi said, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach. Have a good day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.